Does Justin Timberlake have the most disrespectful fans? See how he gets ignored at his own concert.
And Deion Cole never saw this icon stealing his girl. We got the dish on that.
Later on, I get to lean back and dish with Fat Joe about hosting this year's BET Hip Hop Awards. But first, we have company. Blogger, YouTuber, actor, and urban pop culture critic, Funky Dot Neva is back in the house.
Y'all know I better be a whole company. I am back and ready to turn up. So,
let's get this started.
Well, y'all, Jennifer Lopez is keeping fall hot with her new cover for Interview Magazine. Now, she out here steeping her own teabag about her divorce from Ben Affleck. And it sounds like Jenny from the Block is perfectly fine, darling, journeying through life solo. After claiming she felt like God hit her over the head with a sledgehammer. When asked if she regretted her relationship choices, Jenny said, "Not one second, thank you, God. I'm sorry it took me so long. I'm sorry that you had to do this to me so many times. I should have learned it 2 or 3 times ago." So after being engaged 6 times and married 4, do you think we're about to see a single J-Lo for the next couple of years?
Not posing like this.
Absolutely not.
No, I think she's gonna just chill and enjoy the single life, because she ain't been single for years.
She don't know how to be.
She's a hopeless romantic. Nah, I think
and a fool at the same time.
Lord.
I feel like you gotta look at somebody's actions. There's the things people say, and then there's the things they do, and like, you're most likely gonna repeat your actions.
But just imagine how unraveled she will become if she becomes a serial dater because she's single, and now you got, you know, all these people coming through. Thank you, come again.
Also, why was it like, we were all rooting for her and Ben Affleck. They were so cute. The first go-round, second go-round, we were like, oh, wow, Hollywood love story. Maybe this is it. What did he say?
No.
What did he do?
The second go-round, that man looked stressed out and like he was back on the box. That man looked like that lady was putting him through. And she throwing me with the sledgehammer comment. You was only riding there for a year. So how you so damn hurt?
Like, have you ever seen people upset holding a cup of coffee? It's hard to do. Anytime Ben was photographed with her, he looked angry.
Didn't he look like he wanted to kick the door?
Every time.
He always looked like he wanted her to get in the car.
He was
gonna kick the door.
Y'all gotta give J-Lo some credit. Ben probably was, he was off a little bit. He had been through all them problems, and he didn't realize it was gonna be so fast-paced, and she was ready to, you know, be in a good relationship. And of course she wanted her way, because she J-Lo. Oh. So, you know, if you love J-Lo, you're gonna have to do what J-Lo say, Ben, and it didn't work out like that.
Well, what you think she be saying, Brad? Like, it ain't that hard when you rich to be together,
like,
is it?
Like, she be in the limelight all the time.
I also think, like, you know, Ben, we know he had a problem with alcohol. And you know when you sober up the next day and like the sun is just so bright? Like
that was the paparazzi.
That might have just been where he was at.
He didn't like being in the limelight.
Okay. All right. This is an example of when playing in your phone can make you miss your moment. Mm. Okay, guys. So a fan was front and center at a Justin Timberlake Montreal stop of his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. And she was so distracted by her phone, she missed JT serenading her. Check this out. that girl's, oh, look at her. She's down looking at her phone right front and center. Yo, he's singing right to her. Okay.
Missed the whole thing.
Man. And now watch her lunge for him. No! The way he walked away when she looked up.
Yeah, you missed it. She should have just played it off and not
reached
for him. He ain't gonna come back.
How do you not know that he's standing right there?
You know the funny thing is, this clip represents that entire generation.
Truly.
Their whole life gonna pass them by because their face is always in the phone.
That's true.
How many times have y'all been at a concert and realized that you were recording so much of the concert and not enjoying
none.
It?
None.
And you had to be none. Like, you know, let me put my phone away and be in the moment.
Me never.
I went through the phase. I went through the phase early on where I was like, oh, everybody's gonna wanna see this. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what the I doing? Like, put it
when
away.
When you're in the crowd and everybody got their phone up, you're like, oh, man, let me get some of this, too. And before you know it, the show is over.
Yeah.
You know,
and how often do you go home and pull that footage out
you
and watch
know.
It?
I almost said you know. That's why I never did. There's never been a chance where I'm like, look at 6 minutes of Anita Baker singing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you know what else you've never done? You've never been on Instagram and watched somebody's stories and be like, those fireworks look amazing.
Right. Exactly.
You know, like, we don't do that.
Well, the year of the truth is still going down on Club Shay Shay, and this time it's Deion Cole edition.
Oh, here we go.
And Deion said the part-time lover himself, Stevie Wonder, stole his girl.
What?
So he said him and his girl had went to go see Stevie perform back in the day, and they were backstage kicking it. Before he knew, the icon had scooped up his woman and was a straight savage about it. Listen to this.
One of Stevie's people was like, man, he wanted to meet her.
Her?
I'm sitting there like 45 minutes.
Oh, no, he got.
And then she come back and she goes, hey, do you mind taking a cab home? I got in the cab and went home. And I was like, wow, this is a dark day.
Dion.
Stevie, Jack.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
And Stevie isn't the only celebrity who gave Dion a run for his money. The comedian attempted to date one of Shaq's exes and said his eggplant wasn't quite eggplanting with the lady. So after he got finished with their session, Dion said he asked the chick who was an ex, and she said Shaq, the Diesel. That's when he learned that if a woman ever says that she used to date Shaq, it's probably better to keep it pushing.
Wow.
Well, that ain't what Superhead had said in that book.
Well, you know, her garage bigger than most people's.
Ooh.
Wow.
There's been a lot of patrons. You know.
And on that note.
Uptown and downtown. Like, you know,
that's great.
But the one, I feel like Stevie's blindness is also his superpower. Because I don't think he's as blind as he maybe... We think he is.
Wait, hold on. You're not. Y'all ain't getting on that, are you?
Yo, Stevie Wonder got like mad kids, right?
Yeah.
And you could blame that on him not being able to find the condom.
He wrote the Book of Life.
He did. How about I think those songs, the game, and the fact that he could see a little bit.
I think he's blind because did you see the video of him kissing Reverend Jesse Jackson in the wheelchair?
Did he know he was kissing Reverend Jesse?
That's my point exactly. Okay. The man is blind.
Y'all crazy. Y'all are absolutely crazy.
Well, look, Cam'ron is out here letting women know one of his prerequisites before he puts a ring on it. Killer Cam might have kept it a little too real on his It Is What It Is podcast when he said this.
But before we get any further, my wife has to be a nasty. You know what I'm saying? That's my definition. That's why I'm glad she said that. You got to be nasty if you're gonna be my wife. Like, you gotta be a full-blown in there when you're in the bed. I don't want polite sex, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
man, when I tell y'all everybody don't deserve podcast equipment, but this is funny. It's all heck. Listen, I wanna know. I mean, what is polite sex? And Haircrack, do you like it polite or you like it a little rude? I mean...
I prefer rude sex, not polite sex. Well, like, polite in a, like, make sure we both arrive at our destination and not whatever situation, be like, oh, beat you, and then walk off. Right. You know what I mean?
Polite or rude?
I'm rude all the way.
Tanner?
Oh, polite. Yeah. Very polite.
Very missionary.
Very just eye contact always. I don't need to see the back of her head. Just like eye contact.
Are you doing prayer before and after?
Yeah, we're going to pray after. Before God. And afterwards. Yes.
Uh-huh. And thank God for the climax after.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, coming up, Lupita Nyong'o is single and ready to purr. More on this dish after the break. Just eye to eye, I love yous back and forth. That's it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, Lupita Nyong'o is making it known that she loves her some cat, baby.
Meow.
Now get your mind out the gutter, y'all. I'm not talking about that type of cat, but her actual pet cat, Yo-Yo. After confirming she is indeed a single, childless cat lady, following her breakup from Joshua Jackson, the actress let everybody know that she isn't lonely thanks to Yo-Yo. She said, "My love for my cat is singular. If I'm ever so lucky to be in a romantic relationship again, it'll be because of him." Okay. Lupita also said if it wasn't for Yo-Yo, she would have shut the door on love with her kitty, meow, kept her heart open. Oh. Ain't nothing like some good cat, is it, girl?
There is nothing, nothing quite like a good cat.
I'm allergic to cats.
I know you is.
You gotta take the shot, bro.
Sorry, Punky, I
know you is.
They make me itch and break out.
Yeah. Some will do that.
I wonder if this is the same cat that she had in A Quiet Place. Because, like, a cat was her companion in that last movie.
Or 12 Years a Slave.
You
should beat the cat.
I just meant somebody beating her.
Yeah. And don't tell me that Lupita Nyong'o is out here beating that cat up.
Oh, Lord. Well, listen, y'all, it sounds like Anna Wintour took a visit to Wakanda to pick out her 2025 Met Gala co-chairs. This can't be good. So let me tell y'all who Miss Wintour picked to sit beside her as co-chairs for the annual Haute Couture Fundraiser Festival. Our brother Coleman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, and LeBron James will serve as an honorary co-chair. The theme is Superfine Tailoring Black Style, which will focus on black dandyism, looking at the importance of clothing and style to the formation of black identities in the Atlantic diaspora. Ooh. Do you think a group of melanated men are going to eat this up this year?
I think this is cool. I think this is going to be good.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's not the brothers that I'm worrying about. It's the non-melanated folks. I'm just worrying about what they going to do on the floor of the Met Gala with this thing.
Whatever do you mean?
I mean, you know, like, just heads up, like Nancy Pelosi them with the dashiki
the
went
with
on.
The
don't do that.
What?
Don't do that. No blackface. We don't need none of that. No Aunt Your Mama costumes. No.
Do they do that?
They will.
You don't remember that picture of Nancy Pelosi and them? They went to the Capitol and they all had like fits on.
Yeah, and nobody asked them for that.
No one asked Nancy for that.
She even had that little like that little sash that with the pattern.
I'm gonna say this. I read that long theme and I am a little confused. So I'm just gonna
go to
man's
wife and
put a suit on.
What
like
is
the black diaspora with the transatlantic with this mixed with that.
What's dandyism?
Yeah, see, I know.
Some with flowers, right?
I don't know.
That my point exactly. So we know it's going to be a cornucopia of mess.
Be on your best, whiteys. Okay. Speaking of fashion, let's get into this.
What the fashion?
All right, y'all. Saucy Santana turned heads at his 31st birthday celebration in a long midriff revealing gown. He posted several photos of his look with the caption, 31, still the baddest. What are y'all laughing about? So Funky, on a scale from 1 to 10, what are you giving the look?
And why would y'all do this to me? Because I was the special guest at this man's birthday party the night before.
Oh, word?
So you have...
It's a 10.
The crazy part is, like, how the beard looked like...
That's a 10,
electrical
too.
Tape.
It's a 10. The face is beat. The back is demure and petite.
You cannot say Saucy Santana and petite in the same sentence.
I said the bike. The
a petite back?
The bike.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a 10.
Yo, coming up, I'm going to dish about all things 2024 BET Hip Hop Awards with the host, rapper, and executive producer, Fat Joe. Don't go nowhere. We after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Right now, I'm sitting here with a rap legend who is the host of this year's BET Hip Hop Awards, BX's own. Fat Joe in the building. What up, fam?
Yo, Head Crap, what's up, man? Do you know I watch your show all the time?
Appreciate
with you
the
and
love.
The Crap and all of y'all. Watch y'all. Y'all got a legendary thing going on over there.
Yo, blessings upon blessings, man. We here to receive them all. And also, congratulations on order to you. Shout out to you on Fat Joe Talks. You know what I mean? Every week.
Just trying to push the culture forward. In a positive light.
Not only are you hosting this year, you're also one of the executive producers. So big up on that. You know, having your hands on, like, you know, some of the behind the scenes stuff. Was there any moments that you thought was going to create another Will and Chris moment at the BET Awards? Was everything
really
pretty sanitized?
You know, we always positive, man. But we do have Travis Scott was in the building.
Okay.
You know, when you see Travis Scott, there's always 150,000 people around him. In arenas and stadiums.
Yo, so do you know all the winners ahead of time? And if so, does you don't? Okay.
You know, I can figure it out, right? But they never give me the direct answer. They always put TBD. What is that? To be discussed or determined? So they'd be like, this rapper, TBD, represents Compton, California. So you know who it is.
Right.
But, you know, they never put the name.
Because I'd imagine you'd have to be Fat Joe the actor to know all that information and have to play it with a straight face and not, you know, give it away. Were there any performances that stood out as a highlight for you?
Hello over there, that's too fat.
Okay.
Hello over there, that's too fat. Hello over there, that's too fat. The 2 Chainz, his performance was legendary. You know, everybody was really good, but, you know, 2 Chainz... His performance was really great.
Word. People sleep on both of those artists.
His background dances are definitely from the ATL. You know, they're putting it on that stage. Legendary. It's a whole party. Soulja Boy takes the stage with Roscoe Dash, which is a vibe. You know, it was just think all your favorite hits, present and future.
Looking forward to seeing it. And with there being so many new artists out, and even some of the ones who've been out for a while, a lot of times people don't run into each other as much as you would think they would,
never
right?
Do.
So were there some people that you met for the first time during this run of the BET Hip Hop Awards that, you know, like, oh, wow, this is the first time?
The person I didn't meet, but I saw for the first time in human life was the girl Tyler. Make me water. And I was like, oh, Tyler right there. Like, you know, but the award shows is definitely a time where we all come together in camaraderie. People we never met before. Like, you know, I remember what award show was when I met Thames. You know, she's from Africa. She ain't out here like that. But right. It's always an award show where you bump into somebody you haven't seen in years or you never even met. And that's the beauty of it, being an artist.
Man, I love how it comes together. Yo, Joe, thanks for hanging out with us, man. And make sure
you
catch.
Thank you so much. Yo, I got to come to the studio and do the real interview. Like,
brother,
hang out with y'all.
Done and done.
You know, next your time man you is crazy. Live. The older dude, he's crazy.
Oh, Gary? Yo, Gary's very crazy. God.
He always says some things.
Bro, pull up on us. Pull up on us, man.
Brother, thank you so much.
Cool, man. Be sure you catch the 2024 BET Hip Hop Awards Tuesday, October 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BET. And don't move because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Salute.
Salute to you, brother. God bless.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay!
All right, y'all. So Love is Blind is back with season 7, and one of the strongest couples on their season, Tyler and Ashley, might be headed towards a breakup. Oh. And it gets messy, y'all. Tyler revealed to Ashley that he has 3 children just 2 weeks before their wedding. Tyler claims he was trying to help somebody out by being their sperm donor and nothing more. But the tea online is that Tyler was more than a doggone sperm donor. Allegedly, he was with his baby mama, and right before he got on the show, he deleted all his dad photos from social media. So, should this be a deal breaker for Ashley?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He ain't donated 3 sperms to the same person.
Not unless you had triplets that first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not to the same, maybe 3 different people, Brett, but not to the same.
Not to the same person.
He kept donating them directly.
I mean, maybe the brand. Direct deposit, right?
He was delivering them himself.
Right, and then you deleted all your dad pics.
Yeah, that's the messed up part.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Honestly and truthfully, she should beat him up. Like, this is beat up territory. Like, you wasted all my time.
All my
time. 2 weeks before the wedding, you wait to tell me you got 3 kids. This is definitely beat up territory.
Guys, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time. And Funky's going to be back with us, so don't miss it. Bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.